Dreamscape presents Trouble in Paradise by Deborah Brown, narrated by Hope Shangle. Chapter 1. You know the humidity is off the charts when your scalp tingles and itches. I adjusted my gun belt for the umpteenth time, walking between the Lamborghinis and Ferraris in the parking lot of Brick Famosa's South Miami luxury car rental / sales business. The car lot stood on pricey real estate at the intersection of two palm tree-lined avenues in the Grove. It only took a minute to locate Brick standing in the far corner, towering above the sports cars. I waved both arms to catch his attention, and that's when I noticed he had his hands raised above his head, facing a man with a gun pointed at his chest. Brick showed no sign of fear, cool as a cucumber. He kept his eyes on his would-be shooter and gave a quick glance in my direction as I crisscrossed my way over the driveway, crouching beside a Bentley, the perfect oversized auto for hiding behind. Sliding my Glock out of its holster, I stood and took the shot. The bullet hit its mark, tearing through the shoulder of the grubby-looking 20-something. He screamed obscenities as his cannon skidded across the pavement. No doubt if he'd pulled the trigger, Brick's guts would have been blown all over the back fence, turning Famosa Motors into a tourist attraction where people would stop by on the pretext of buying a car, only to gawk at the scene of the crime. Brick took two steps, gave the gun a kick, and cold-cocked his assailant with his fist.
"Why the hell didn't you kill the dumb bastard?"
he yelled at me.
"You're a better shot than that."
"Thank you to you, too. My shot hit exactly where I aimed. I don't have the time for another murder investigation." Brick ran his hands through his jet-black hair and used his shirt to wipe the sweat from his face.
"It would have been a public service. Didn't your instructor teach you to shoot to kill, Madison?"
"It's not as simple as that." I reholstered my gun. Brick reached in his pocket, taking out his cell phone. He turned his back, making it impossible for me to hear a single word, and made a couple of calls, glancing several times over his shoulder to make sure I didn't disappear. It was a sweat-soaking, beautiful day in South Florida. Light blue skies and not a single cloud. I smiled at Brick when he put his cell phone back in his pocket. "Instead of thank you, I'll take an IOU."
"You're ballsy, Red."
"You've told me that before." Brick had nicknamed me Red for my shoulder-length red curly hair, which was subject to the whims of humidity. Not quite bozo curly, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?